Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our Sunday evening worship service. Wednesday, I'm sorry. Thank you. I'd like to, and I know that you might think that, well, we've been harping on this, but also in tonight's lesson, what I'd like to do is, since we've, the last quarter, the lessons have been on how to study the Bible, haven't they? What to look for, understanding what's before and what's after. But since we've already had 3 months of that, my question tonight is this. Let me think about it. My question and the lesson will be about the title of my lesson. I didn't write it down, so I was going to rely on my memory. So it'll come to me here in just a minute. But since we've been studying God's Word, why? My question is why? Why is it important that each one, as individuals, we need to study God's Word? Why have we harped on this for the last 3 months? Why is it important to you to study God's Word? And we can answer. Why is it important, Adam? Okay. So Adam says that what studying has done for him is it has helped him grow in the faith. What else? Why do we study God's Word? Okay. Okay. So, Brother Joe.
We study the Bible so that we will know what the Lord expects from us. And like I said, so we will know the way on how to behave, how to act, how to live according to God's will, and eventually make it to heaven.
Okay. So it is important to study God's Word because this Word is going to guide you. So if you don't study, guess what? When it comes time to make a decision in your life, what's going to happen? We're not relying on God and His Word. And we'll read certain verses that say that, and I'm quoting Romans chapter 1, that the power of the gospel, there's power in the gospel for what? For salvation. So the importance of us studying your Bible, reading your Bible, understanding your Bible, is because in it we find salvation. And let me just say this, and I'll let you make some more comments before I forget. This is my point that I'd like to make tonight. This word that we're supposed to study and learn and know about it is God's word, isn't it? These men were inspired by God. Jesus tells us, he says, you know, these are not my words, but these are my Father's words, and I'm presenting them to you. Why? Once again, because in them we find salvation. So this is the point that I'd like for us to think about tonight is that it is a matter of life and of death if we don't know God's word. This word is the one that's going to judge you. This word is the one that is judging us now. So let me just go, Brother Zach, you had your hand up earlier. Okay, so this is the one that directs us. Go ahead, I'm sorry. John chapter 12 and verse 48. And this is what I think about personally. I like to watch Judge Judy. She comes out at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Judge Judy and Judge Milian. When people come to court, what is it that they use to either find them guilty or innocent? What's being used? I'm sorry? Evidence? Okay. The law. This is what's being used. So, okay. So, hey, you stole. What does the law say about stealing? You were driving the building this evening. Speed limit, let's just say it's 45. You were doing 60 and you got a speeding ticket. You broke the law, didn't you? When you go to court, that's the law that they use. The civil law is what's being used to judge you. Sometimes Judge Judy says to the defendant or the, what's the other person? Plaintiff. He says, well, where did you think you were coming? You know, they have no evidence. They have nothing to prove. And she says, well, where do you think you were coming? To the birthday party? To the circus? Or what? You know, they unprepared. So think about God's word. If this word is the one that's going to judge you or judge us, then it is important that we know the will of God. Let me just go with Melba. She had her hand before you. Okay, that's another point. And we'll go to that in the book of Timothy. Because the book of Timothy says that that God's word is for what? Reproof, rebuke, correction. So we'll get there. But that's another point, is to know that if the person preaching or teaching God's word, is he saying the truth or is it false? You know, Brother Pat would always say, you know, you don't study all the counterfeit dollars or money that's out there. You couldn't study, impossible. It would be impossible to to learn all the counterfeit money that's out there. So it's impossible to know all the beliefs that are out there. But if we know the truth, then that makes it easy, doesn't it? Because if you know what the truth is, you know what the will of God is, we know what God's word says, you have the truth, you compare it with the counterfeit. Anything that doesn't go with Scripture is counterfeit. So you don't study all the counterfeit money. You just study the real thing. You study that $20 bill or that $1 bill or $100 bill. That's all you have to do is study the real one. And that's what we have to do with God's word. Kevin.
I follow the Sarah Lee's comment. So if I'm repeating something, I apologize. You'd ask him to study one of the things exactly, and I think you were kind of hitting on that. The idea is Lutherans and Methodists, you know, Episcopalians, they all use the same Bible, but somehow they come out with a different doctrine, and there is an active doctrine and there is an inactive doctrine. Talk about good duty. There is somebody who is an arbiter of what is active and inactive. And in this world, we study so that we know the correct doctrine to get to heaven, because there is a false doctrine that they claim will take them to heaven, but they are in error. The only way to figure out what is true and what is not true is to study.
So is it possible to know the truth, or is it impossible? No, it's not impossible. It's possible to know the truth. Once again, because God's word is what's going to judge us. You know, there is no excuse that we can make on that day. Let's open our Bibles to Psalms chapter 1. And I'd like to make a few points before we go into God's word eventually will judge us. And some of the verses have already been mentioned in our comments. Psalms chapter 1, verse 1. This is why we study God's word. And this is one point right here. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. So we see that blessed is the man that doesn't look to go out and sin, but his delight, he wants to look for God and to do God's will in his life. You know, Brother Joe was talking about how beautiful heaven must be. You know, God has already sent his son to die on the cross. It's up to us to believe, to obey the gospel, so that heaven that God has prepared, you can be there. So what I'm saying is we have to do our part. Let's turn over to Psalms chapter 119. And this is the point that I wanted to make, the first point that I wanted to make as far as why we study God's word, why it is important to study and not only read it, and study it, but, you know, look into it. You know, I also think about this, you know, when you buy something new, you know, let's say you buy for me, it's a cordless tool. I can't wait to get home because I need to open the direction. Why? Because I want to make sure I know how it works. How long the battery lasts? Do I have to charge it? Don't we? We're anxious to look. We don't just read. But we make sure, don't we? We make sure that we understand how that tool or that item works. That's how we should study God's word, is not only read it, and we need to understand it, and we need to apply it. Okay, Psalm chapter 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgment. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Verse 105 says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So this is why we read and we study God's word, because it is a light to my path. So if we don't study, if we don't know what God's will is, how are we going to walk in the light? Is it possible to walk in the light? Adam. Go ahead, read them for us. Okay. So we see that if we don't study God's word, if we don't look for it, salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not the statutes of God, the law of God. And so this is the point that I'd like to make with the verse that I've read, is that I imagine myself walking, let's say these lights were turned off, with the flashlight in your hand, shining to show where you're going. That's God's word. And so this is why it's important for us to study and understand it, because that's what's going to guide you. That's what's going to guide us. That's what's going to help us make the righteous decisions. Brother Charles.
God's word, according to the scripture, is written. Your word is a lamp. His word is a lamp. And how many of us have lamps? So if you don't turn that lamp on, you're not going to be able to follow. And unless we study and we understand the contents of that lamp and how to keep it, then we won't have enough light to find our way. And we use the word to live by, because by living our lives according to the gospel, we can go on.
Amen. And in it we find, once again, salvation. We find life. And that's eternal life with God in His Word. Turn over to Matthew chapter 5, and keeping that same thought, verses 14 through 16. Imagine this. Like we said, you're holding the flashlight, and the lights are off in here, and you're walking and you're guiding your feet to make sure that you don't bump into anything and fall, and the batteries go out. You know, what's going to happen when those batteries go out? We're going to stumble, aren't we? And so that's why it's important that we know God's word. That's why it's important for us to be able to not only study it, but we have to learn this. We have to learn to apply God's word in our lives. And so Matthew chapter 5, and this kind of goes with what the last comment that was made. Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Jesus is saying here, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. So we see here that Jesus says that we are that light. And if we've already read in Psalms that that light that guides us is what? It's God's word, is His will. Now Jesus is telling us that who's the light? That we should be the light. Why? Because we are the ones that hold the truth. We are the one that know God's will. We are the ones that should be lights to others. If we continue here in Matthew, the last chapter of Matthew, 28. What does the Great Commission, what is the Great Commission? Go out and preach. And what does he say? Teach others. And so we have to know God's word in order for you to go out and preach. In order for you to go out and teach, you have to know. You have to have knowledge of God's word. Because it is our job to what? Not keep God's word to ourselves. Because Jesus just told us in Matthew that we don't light that candle to stick it under a pillow or under a bed. But it's for what? To let it shine. So Jesus, in the Great Commission, says you need to go out and make disciples, teaching them to keep what? The words that I have taught you. So we see why it's important for us to know God's word. Now, we said this earlier, will we have an excuse on that day if we say, well, I didn't know? You know, that's the excuse we use most of the time. I didn't know. Will that fly? Let's go ahead and go to 2 Timothy because we're running out of time. 2 Timothy, and what I wanted, the other point I'd like to make is, the Apostle Paul, writing to Timothy, we know that Timothy is a young man. And Paul has told Timothy, he's also telling Timothy, teach these men. Why? You know, because he needs to teach them God's will, God's word, to make disciples. And he tells, let me turn there. 2 Timothy chapter 3. And let's just read chapter 2, verse 15. And then we'll jump into chapter 3. Study, and this is Paul telling Timothy to do this, because he wants him to teach others. He says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. This is what he's commanding Timothy to do, to teach others. Chapter 3, verse 15. Let's begin with verse 14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child that has known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ. Let's stop there for just a minute. Verse 15. We see what the Apostle Paul tells Timothy, that you have known the scriptures from a child. If you read chapter 1, who are the persons that were teaching Timothy? The grandmother and the mother. There's always within the Lord's church, this is, you know, the case in most of us, in some of us, not most of us, but in some of us. Our mother, our grandmother, you know, teaching us to keep God's word. And so this is what Timothy is telling, what Paul is telling Timothy. But the point I'd like to make in verse 15 is that he says, the reason you have to do this is because the second part of verse 15, which are able to make thee wise unto what? Salvation. So it's not only going to help Timothy because he's going to preach God's word and teach it to others, and they have an opportunity of salvation. But it's also for him, because he says, God's word will make thee wise unto salvation. And this is what it does for us. It makes us wise unto, make us understand what God's will is as far as the plan of salvation. And verse 16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, and righteousness. That was one of the comments that was made. The reasons why we study God's word is so that we can know what? If the person that's teaching you or preaching to you, preaching the truth. You know, we change the channel, we were watching TV, and you go through some religious channels. Are you able to tell who's telling the truth and who's not? Now it's through the phone, you know. There's so many that pop up, you know, that... and so, verse 16 says that, you know, this is God's word. It's the scripture that make us wise unto salvation. And this is God's word that has been passed on. Sometimes we don't think about this, but God, you know, through this man, these men were what? They were inspired to write these words. It's God's will that we know the plan of salvation. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So we can do what? We can reprove, we can correct, we can instruct, we can teach, but we have to study, we have to know God's word, what God's will is. Turn over to John chapter 12. Or let's turn to Romans, because we're down to less than 5 minutes. Romans, I wanted to read Romans chapter 1. Book of Romans is... the book of Justification. And so the Apostle Paul here in chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, we read this all the time, but this is what the Apostle Paul says here. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And so the Apostle Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Why? Because in it, in God's word, is the power of salvation. This is why it's important to study, to know, to show thyself approved before God. This is why we study God's word. This is why we don't only need to apply it, to study it, we need to also apply it. What does James say? Don't be what? Hearers. But be what? So we need to learn to apply God's word in our lives. I can know the Bible from start to finish, but I need to know also how to apply it. Johnny? Okay, and you read, what was it? Romans chapter 1 and verse what? Verse 20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. So there is no excuse. The last one that I'd like for us to read, and it's already been mentioned, John chapter 12. And this is the point that we wanted to get across this evening. John chapter 12, verses 44 through 50. This is Jesus speaking here. He says, Jesus cried and said, he that believeth on me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me sees him that sent me. So we see that Jesus, as he's relaying God's message to them, they see God in him. Why? Because he's living. He's doing God's will. That is a God. And he says, and he that seeth me sees not, he sees him that sent me. Verse 46, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. Jesus is saying, I won't judge you. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. So we see here what Jesus is saying. He says, these are not my words that I speak to you, but they're my Father's words, and I'm just relating them to you. If you believe it, you know, if you don't believe it, you've rejected me, but you've also rejected my Father. He says, and I didn't come into the world to judge you, but that because the Word is the one that's going to judge it. And so this is why, and this is a point, and we'll end here, that I wanted to make is This is one of the important reasons why we need to study and continue to study. We might read a chapter, you know, last month, and you might need to have to read it again this month, you know, or this week, because you're not going to retain everything. You know, don't feel bad that we don't understand a lot of things, but we need to do our research. We need to study God's word to show thyself approved before God. And it's to his word that we do this. Let's end with a prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you for sending your Son to die on the cross for our sins. We ask you, Father, to be with us as we depart. Help us, Father, in our daily lives. Help us to do your will. Help us to study your word, to put it in practice in our lives, Father, to help us, guide us, lead us in our lives. Watch over us and be with our brothers and sisters that were not with us this evening. Watch over them. And we thank you, Father, for all your blessings, especially the spiritual blessings that we have. Through your Son, Jesus Christ. Forgive us when we fail thee, Father. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.